producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fasinelli is with me in this hour of the Good Day program. Let's see what we consider to be good news. Roberta, state of Ohio.
Yes.
Is delaying executions until 2017. They have run out of supplies of lethal injection drugs. They can't find new ones. They can't buy them overseas. Obviously, there are no veterinarians in Ohio who put dogs to sleep or cats to sleep or horses to sleep or dogs to sleep because it's the same stuff. This is the dumbest, craziest, most ridiculous. Is it in the name of wanting not to do executions anymore? Is that what sort of is the message here? One wonders about that. But you hear these silly, foolish, silly stories about we can't get any drugs. And there are a lot of people then who say, okay, just bring them all back and shoot them or hang them. That's the old...
Yeah, hang them.
Hang them. Would that be appropriate? You know, we have these conversations all the time. It's like discussion of abortion, the death penalty, how many other things are there, like gun control, right? Those three things, the laziest talk radio hosts I know use those subjects all the time because they're sure to galvanize people. There'll be callers. There'll be the same people saying the same thing over and over again. Not here. I want to talk about drones.
Drones.
I'm not sure I want to hear about it. I think I want to talk about it. Because now you have to register, or apparently drone owners are going to have to register their vehicle. Would you call a drone a vehicle? It's a vehicle.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it.
Look at the
drone.
Look at the side of a plane, and you'll see a commercial. Well,
the
not
numbers.
Only commercials, but
yeah.
You know, there's an N number, which is for the United States. That means the plane with an N number is registered in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And then there'll be a number after it, and then mostly after the number, there are letters like TW, which was for TWA, AA mm-hmm. for American Airlines, DL for Delta, SW for Southwest, US for US Air. So there'll be three numbers usually. Or four, and then whoever the airline, whoever first registered the plane, it may not belong. Like Delta's got a bunch of 757s that were bought by TWA when they went out of business. Delta took the leases over, so they're registered, even though the planes, obviously a painted Delta, looks like a Delta plane. But if you look at the tail number, it'll say N, three numbers like 726TW, which was the number that it had when it was TW. Probably you didn't know that, right? Did you know that, Roberta?
No, I didn't know that. Nope.
See?
Nope.
She's
nope.
Listening and she's learned. Wow. All right, so anyway, drone owners may have to register. The feds have put their foot down and said, enough! Register with the U.S. government or we'll shoot down your drone. Well, it's making a mess, I think, and guys, people are buying these things all over the place. Plane pilots are reporting dozens of close calls all the time. Problem's not going to go away because drones are pretty cheap, fun, and easy to fly. So they are flying, if you will, off the shelves. The registration process will start probably around the first of the year. So buy your drones now so you don't have to register them. And then be part of the problem, not the solution. Speaking of solving problems, Mustafa Awad. Know who he is?
Mustafa Awad
lives in Yorktown, Virginia.
Okay.
He was given an 11-year prison sentence for attempting to acquire design schematics of the nuclear aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford and deliver them to somebody in Egypt.
Okay.
Department of Justice on the case said Mr. Awad, a civilian employee of the Navy Yard in Norfolk, agreed to provide the information to undercover FBI agents who posed as Egyptian intelligence officers. So is this, would he have done it were it not for the fact that he was given the opportunity? It wasn't like he was out looking for the opportunity, but he was brought into a web by an FBI agent. And I wonder if that's the way to do it. There are a lot of people who get sucked up into these things. Does that mean that they would have done it if not given the provocation? I'm not saying he did the right thing, obviously, but how is it that they targeted him? I'd like to know a lot more about this. Obviously, a Muslim, 36 years old, naturalized American citizen, working for the Navy. So one could ask the question, why, if they have questions or concerns about these people, do they hire him? Why are they hiring somebody who's obviously a Muslim if they're worried? Is this just a trap? Is it a game? What is this? Why would he, unless he tried to get the job there and they felt like he was going to get information and he would have given it to some Middle Eastern agent anyway? I think that's the question I'd like to have answered. I don't go to the court proceedings, but that's a question. Don't you think that's a legitimate question?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
All these people get sort of suckered into these things, and whether their intentions are good or bad, I suppose some people say, well, there's one less Muslim on the streets walking around America.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Next.
Next.
Organizers of a charity event that was to take place in Alaska this weekend.
Uh-huh.
People bidding for volunteers. It was called...
Bidding for volunteers.
Right. They were bidding for people to work on various jobs. You know, they have these auctions all the time to raise money.
Right.
They used to be called slave auctions.
I was going to say, it kind of sounds like that.
A slave auction. Well, this particular charity in Alaska has been inundated with complaints from people. How dare you, in the year 2015, call this a slave auction. This is a volunteer opportunity. So the politically correct way now to refer to things like this, no longer can they be called slave auctions. They're volunteer opportunities.
It's kind of like when you're in the military and you volunteer for something.
Yes. Maybe that would be it. Yeah, somebody pays to have you. Well, the NAACP complained about it, as well they might. They're welcome to complain. The term slave. So I have a tractor that has a piston on it. We call it a slave cylinder. Shall they change the name of it? It's a helper cylinder for the 3-point hitch, and it's always been referred to as a slave cylinder. So we change it. What do you think? Change the name of the slave cylinder to what? The PC cylinder.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I don't know. PC cylinder? In how many circumstances do we use? I'd like to get out a... where's my thesaurus?
It's used a lot.
Yeah, it is. Right. It's aimed...
Because the master basically means, you know, in master-slave, it's usually like one piece of technology that is running other pieces of technology.
There are components to engines that are called slave sleeves. And, it is. You're right. It's used everywhere. So now we shouldn't be using it at all because slave has a negative connotation. And nobody's going to disagree with that. I certainly am not. Slave has a horrible connotation. But
well, in that instance, the way they're doing it, because they're doing it as an auction.
Right.
In that case,
for people.
I could see where that's really objectionable.
Yep. I could, too. Yeah. I understand. I get it. Yep. I guess we agree on that. It's up next. It's time for us to understand the reality of, and this is part of Car Talk today, the reality of self-driving cars and what would happen to traffic deaths around the world if nobody could drive a car, but there were cars everywhere. We'll contemplate in a moment here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there. Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. With Pandora, life's extraordinary moments become the art of you. And you'll find an amazing selection of Pandora bracelets, necklaces, and rings at Jared, including exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else. Visit Jared from October 1st through the 25th, and when you buy any two Pandora rings, you'll receive a third Pandora ring of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, see store for details.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and I here talking about fact and fiction, the truth or consequences, comments about what's what and who's who, to 888-302-3684 should you desire, or facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Roberta or Doug at DougSteffens.com.
No, email Doug. Email to Doug. If you think it's absolutely fabulous, email to me.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
How's that?
Remember the Hajj stampede?
Every year there is
a pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia that takes place. The faithful are supposed to go, and they do by the tens of thousands, to the point of there being millions of people in this city of 2 million people. So there are another million in a city that is very small, can't take the pressure or the pushing. And so every year there are people who die as pilgrims, because they are so fraught, they're so eager, they're so excited, whatever the word is, the adjective that describes how people find themselves. I've seen video, you probably have too, or pictures of people that go into this huge, the grounds around this big mosque, and pray. Because Mecca is supposed to be the Mecca of the founding area for the Muslim religion. So it's going to enhance your connection to Allah if you go to if you go yearly or as often as you can to the annual pilgrimage. So each year the number of people who get killed increases. The death toll from the disaster in Saudi Arabia this year has reached 2,177 pilgrims, tripling
2,000?
The original number of reported dead.
Yeah, they said 700.
2,177 dead, 4,000 injured, being just pushed over, stampeded by the tens of thousands that try to get in. I mean, you can only get, I think you can get 10,000, 12,000 into this, not an arena, but the area around the mosque.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else, they fight for positions. And so if they push you out of the way, you fall down, they just drop on you. 21 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Songs from this week in 1985, starting with Jan Hammer's, I think we called him Jan, though, did we? I remember back to that era. Miami Vice's theme, I think it was Jan Hammer, but I think you pronounce it if you're in his native country, Jan. Yaw, that's Jan. With the theme from Miami Vice, number five this week, 1985. This week in 85, number four. Jennifer should be here with this one. Ready for the World. Remember this song, Roberta?
No.
No, no, no. Oh, Sheila.
Do you remember it?
No. I remember. Sheila said she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. True love would never die. Sheila. Remember Tommy Rowe and Sheila? It's not quite the same.
Nope.
Oh, come on. You don't remember Tommy James and Sheila? Kara, see if you can find that so we can refresh Roberta's memory, will you please? Meanwhile, the number three song this week in 1985 belonged to Stevie Wonder. Great, great pop song. Actually, number one.
This I remember.
Yeah, this is a good tune. Good pop song. All right, so that was number three this week in 1985. Number two spot belongs to Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love for You. So romantic, Roberta. I'm sure Tom sings this to you all the time.
Oh, yeah, right. He saves all his love for his boat.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, listen, everybody's got to love something or somebody. All right, the big story from this week in 1985, the number one song belongs to a group called A-ha. It's one of my favorite all-time pop songs. Every time I hear it, I get goosebumps, and I don't know why. It just is a great song. Crank it way up, Kara, will you please? One of those songs that stations that are doing soft rock or smart, they play it a couple of times a day because this gets people going. This song reached number one during this week in 1985. MTV was playing the video regularly as well. It's a pretty interesting video, obviously. All right, come on. We'll get a little bit more of this. Carrot, help yourself. Remember when you and I, Roberta, went to that Jay and the Americans concert?
Yes, yes.
And Jay, they had a new Jay, hit the high notes. There are three Jays, and there have been three Jays over the history of Jay and the Americans. The second one was Jay Black. First one was Jay Weinstein, I think was his name. And the one that you see on his own oftentimes is Jay Black, who can hit the notes. And I think the fellow we saw that night hit the high notes pretty well, too, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. It was that was a fun night.
It was a nice night, yeah. What a great, great group that is. And they played all their hits. All right.
Yep. That's what people want to hear.
Come more seconds. Yeah, we want to hear the hits. Aha. The real electronic music, too. This is when electronic music really is taking hold. All right. So for those of you who don't remember Tommy Rowe and Sheila, Roberta, this is Tommy Rowe. You remember this?
This I remember, yes.
Well, that was what I was talking about. Or singing about. You couldn't tell that's what I was singing as I sang? What's the matter with
no.
you?
Don't quit your day job.
What is your problem, Roberta? Doug Steffen and the Good Day Program at 28 past the hour.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
The Smarter Way to Manage Business Expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help him,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration
filtration devices, and the best-tasting non-GMO, gluten-free, long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Remember, PowerPrepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Conversationally on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome one and all. New folks, old folks, fun folks, sad folks, gunky folks. You're all welcome. Everybody's welcome here. Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen on Good Day. The update from Tesla this week, Roberta. A wireless software upgrade has started providing Tesla models that were released since September of last year with the company's new autopilot feature, which allows the cars to steer, change lanes, and park automatically. Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, notes the driver should exercise caution and keep their hands on the wheel just in case. Cost $2,500 to put the software into a new Tesla. So if you want to have a car that drives itself almost, maybe, get a Tesla. Or what's the used market? I'd like to know. I've never asked that question before. The used market for Teslas. A new Tesla, standard sedan, about $82,000 with all of the fixings. Mm-hmm. SUV, I think, is a little more than that that they've introduced. So for I'm betting in the new ones, this stuff comes automatically. But the old ones have been around for a year. You got to spend $2,500 to get it. But why would you do that? Well,
is it just me, or I just find spending that amount of money on a car almost morally repulsive? Is it just me?
Well, everybody has their taste. I like Range Rovers, and they've gotten fairly pricey. I've had them for a long time. I've had good ones. I've had bad ones.
Yeah.
But for me, they are the practical vehicle because they're big enough for me to carry things around. I think the newer ones are very good, very comfortable, very, very high performance machines. Are they cheap to own or cheap to drive? No. And so I spend more money buying one of them than you would spend buying one of your Chevys. But I wouldn't have a Range Rover in New York where you are. I'd never have a car in New York if I was going to be in New York.
It depends how long you keep a car. I mean, I kept my Saturn for 13 years.
Great car. Great
car. You know, I currently have a Chevy Equinox. We're going on 5 years with it. I see myself keeping it another 5 years.
Well,
I mean, I don't have to have the latest toy.
No, I don't. I think what happens here, I used to buy a new car every year, and I stopped that a long time ago, and I figured out how I was getting screwed with the taxes and excise and, I mean, regular sales taxes, excise taxes, and the fact that it depreciated 5 seconds after you drove it out the door. What's the point of that? So I always buy something that's a year old, 5,000-6,000 miles on it, if I can find it. And then that's where you gain there versus the new thing. But everybody's different. Everybody wants something different.
The car is to get you from point A to point B.
I like to be comfortable.
And to haul stuff around. And you like to be comfortable. But what I object to is people spending ridiculous sums of money on cars.
That's their money. That's their money.
Because, you know, it makes them feel important.
Well, but that's what people are all about sometimes.
Is your self-esteem so low that you need a car to make you feel important?
That's your way of looking at it. Doesn't mean that's
how
everybody thinks.
That's how I see it.
That's a kind of arrogant way of looking at it, but it's a way of looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, I say, really, you know, and then they insist on cutting you off, and it's like...
Do you think only people that buy expensive cars cut people off?
But everybody could. I love it when I'm on the road and somebody, you know, cuts me off to gain an extra 100 feet.
And they get to the light
at
the same...
How far did you get?
I always like when somebody does that, I pull up next to him at the stoplight, at the next stoplight. Hi, buddy. How you doing? You got there fast, right?
Yeah.
How much gas did you
burn
passing me?
It's amazing. You know, and they say the worst of you comes out when you drive. You wonder what these people
can tell what people are all about. The way they drive. Oh, I think that's very true. General Motors is developing an autonomous vehicle technology as well. Plans to unveil a semi-autonomous highway driving machine on one of the Cadillac models next year, so it'll have the same features as the Tesla we were just talking about. Cadillac next year has what Tesla has this year. It'll also be in some of those Chevy Volts as well, self-driving. Now, that's a car you'd probably drive, the electric Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
Richie drove one for a while. He said they were quite good. In fact,
my only problem with that is, you know, you really can't take it just anywhere because
you're
going to recharge it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the trouble with a Tesla. I wouldn't have a Tesla because you couldn't drive to New York from Boston because there's not enough juice in it.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's not
so
good.
You know, for around town, you know,
it's okay.
It's one thing.
But it's, as you say, it's very expensive to do an around the town thing. If you were working in Boston, let's say, and you lived in Framingham where I do, you drive back and forth as a commuter, maybe it makes sense to do that because you can charge it up every night. Also, on the General Motors front, they have added, look at this. They've added some new car models to this massive airbag recall. 23 million cars.
Oh, boy.
In this Takata airbag defect recall.
Oh, boy.
They're recalling Buicks, Cadillacs, Chevrolets, the GMC Terrain vehicles. The vehicles have front seat mounted side impact airbags that may rupture when deployed, causing serious injury or death. How this has been going on for a year since first, wasn't it, Toyota that first discovered this was a problem. They tried to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I remember that? And then the rest of them, because they all buy from the same company.
Right.
All the airbags come from the same company. Pretty amazing. Oy. Volvo is going to debut a plug-in hybrid car. They're going to make it available in every single model that they have. Plug-in hybrid cars by the year 2019. So they're embracing electricity big time. They said they felt electrified cars would account for 10% of their sales in the medium term. The president said, "We believe that the time has come for electrified cars to cease being a niche technology. So what about that, Roberta? The Volt, that's an electric car.
Yep.
Tesla
yep.
is an electric car. We're talking yep. about a number of electric cars now. Volvo says it wants to do the same thing. I have not driven an electric car.
I haven't either. I
want to see how yeah. the performance is, how much get up and go it got, because I like to drive. I've become, for a while, I was being teased by my children and Meredith to drive faster. Meredith would say, accelerator is on the right. There it is, right there, the accelerator. She's pretty fast, and so I've now become, and that's what I like about the car. I used to drive very fast. I was always watching out, and I found it uncomfortable to always be on the lookout for some revenue enhancement officer who wanted
revenue
to grab $100 from me.
Officer.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're not policemen. They're revenue enhancement
officers. Yeah, but now with, you know, I keep Waze going, W-A-Z-E, on my yeah. smartphone,
yeah.
and it's an interactive app with other drivers, so yeah. they'll report, they'll say police reported ahead.
They report, you decide.
Yeah,
couldn't
right.
go any better.
Right. But I'm not convinced that the police do that, too, just to get you to slow down, because a lot of times we'll get that, and mm-hmm. there'll be no police there.
Anywhere.
So I'm thinking that, you know, some local police might do that just to slow people down.
That could be.
Yeah.
The annual number of traffic-related deaths around the world has more or less leveled off, but it has not gone backwards. The 2015 Global Status Report for Road Safety suggests that there are 1.25 million traffic deaths and 50 million traffic-related injuries last year
wow.
around the world. 1.25 million traffic-related deaths, 50 million traffic-related injuries.
Do they break it down?
In what regard? What country?
Yeah, what country, yeah.
I think you can get a copy of that. I don't have a copy of the complete report. Yes, I'm looking at a summary of the report, which gives the numbers. 49% of all road traffic deaths occur among pedestrians, cyclists, and motorcyclists. Half the people who are killed are either walkers, riding their bike, or on a motorcycle.
Well, I could see that not so much here, but in other countries, especially, you know, less developed countries.
Right, and in those countries, 80% of the cars don't meet minimum safety requirements.
Right,
They're driving junk with a wheel on it.
Well, yeah.
And basically. Traffic laws are so different in many areas, they don't have enforcement.
Laws.
Right, exactly.
Go to
South America.
There is no traffic law.
No. Go to Asia, Africa, you just speed as you want. And there's no speed limit in many countries. We haven't, in Europe, we're supposedly progressive. And in America, Canada, there's speed. I think in Mexico, there are speed limits. You see the islands and most places that civilized people, I put in quotation marks, drive, have speed limits. But if you haven't traveled in Africa and gone across some of these countries where literally there is nothing for 400 miles.
Right.
You can go 150 miles an hour and get to the next town in a couple of hours. If you get enough fuel, you'll notice most of the vehicles that are on the road in Sub-Sahara have the 5-gallon cans of gasoline along the backside of them.
That's right, exactly.
They don't have tanks big enough.
Big enough.
To go from one place to another.
Yeah.
To have gasoline. Yeah, can't do that. I thought that was a very compelling bit of information, if you don't mind my saying so. 43 after the hour on Good Day. Here's something else that's very compelling. Those of you who have high blood pressure, and there are a lot of you, sadly, 60% of those who are over the age of 60 have high blood pressure. Initial results from a study suggest that intensive blood pressure management significantly lowers the risk of heart disease, kidney failure, and death from so many different things. That's why I'm so high on the Neogenesis Labs, the products Neo 40, the capsule that melts in your mouth, gets nitric oxide immediately absorbed into your system, opens up your arteries, gets the blood flowing to your brain, to your muscles, to all the internal organs. This is a superb product. Superb. And not only Neo 40, but we started our conversation about that product by referencing a product called Super Beats, which is what it sounds like. Super Beats are better than regular beets and beet juice because they are specially grown, non-GMO, protected by a patented drying process. That's the secret to how it works. and it tastes great, especially if you have the new black cherry flavor. Taste need not hold you back. You'll take both of these products every day. In the morning when you get up, get off the coffee, take a capsule that gives you all kinds of energy. You'll wake right up, perk right up, and be ready for your day. And then during the day, let's say you have a heavy lunch and you get sleepy, reach for the Super Beats. Put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it, and you'll have energy for the rest of the day. It comes on slowly. Nitric oxide boosts circulation, relaxes the arteries, maintains healthy blood pressure levels, gets the muscles going, which is why I like using it. Here's a special offer for you to consider. Buy two boxes of Neo 40. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats with it, a free book on nitric oxide, a free saliva test strip so that you'll know how much nitric oxide you got in your system, if you have enough or not, and a free shipping agreement with them. That sounded awkward, didn't it? It's not a shipping agreement. They will agree to ship it to you free if you get in on this deal. Neo 40 Super Beats, all together tested, patented, they work. 800-651-4183. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. You will not be disappointed in this. I absolutely guarantee you that you're going to love this product. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. There's something about seeing a pumpkin sail through the air at high speed and then explode in a gooey mess that just makes people smile. Our family's been launching pumpkins off a deck in our backyard after Halloween for years, but I recently found out that some folks in Delaware have taken pumpkin throwing to a whole new level. For nearly 30 years, teams of pumpkin hurlers have traveled there to compete in what is known as the World Championship Pumpkin Chunkin'. Using everything from slingshots and catapults to large pneumatic cannons, they shoot the pumpkins as far as they can. The event was even featured on the Discovery Channel's Mythbusters show. But it was canceled last year and won't be held again this year either. Why? A couple of years ago, a volunteer was injured in an ATV accident and filed a lawsuit. Now the farmer who hosted it won't let it return to his property. Let's be fair, it's not just pumpkin hurling contests that are vanishing because of lawsuits, but all kinds of popular activities. And that's a shame. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delphin cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
You know what's disgusting or disgraceful about some of the things going on in our country? My God, Ben Carson is getting so many death threats that the Secret Service is stepping in. How stupid can some people be in this country? They don't like him because this is people who say they don't like him because he's black and he's conservative. The mentality that some people have, there's such moronic thinking. It's kind of, what a shame that we have that going on here. Good news from Amazon. If you're looking for a job for the season, they are hiring now through Christmas. They're looking for 100,000 seasonal workers at Amazon. 100,000 seasonal workers, up from 80,000 last year. 51 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Bum. 53 after the hour. Speaking of bums, oh, wait a minute. Greg Steffen is here.
Thank you so much, Doug.
No, but I was not talking about you as a bum. There are other bums around, but not you. I got Greg off the sidewalk, though, so he can hear and be involved in what we're doing, and he can likewise contribute. Tech Talk time. Greg Steffen is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Very, very well-educated when it comes to all of this stuff. Certainly it makes all of us feel like we don't know what the heck we're talking about, which is good, because he may not either, but he's got us fooled, and so that's...
I'll be running for office soon.
Yeah.
Let's start now. I'm declaring my candidacy.
Greg Steffen, you can join Webb as his vice presidential candidate on the Independent Party ticket.
Yeah, just write me in. It doesn't matter what office. Just write me in.
G-R-E-G-G-S-T-E-B-B-E-N. All right, so that's the story. Well, it isn't the story. I want to find out how the Star Wars force awakened the computer world and crashed it quickly. We'll talk about what pre-sales did to that particular type of technology in a moment here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. After December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. information or find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Greg Stammen here on Good Day with Me. The Star Wars phenomenon really set people on their butt last night. Some people waited an hour or more to get these tickets for the movie after the ad appeared on Monday Night Football. Some people never made it, apparently, Greg.
I just downloaded it and watched it.
You did?
That was so much easier than trying to get a ticket.
Well, you downloaded the movie?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Well, I have hacker.
You friends
hacker.
With J.J. Abrams? Or
I have hacker friends.
Yeah. Dude, really?
It's really good, too. Can I give away some spoilers?
Sure.
No, I don't want to do it. So the question is, how could this happen that they would have this announcement on NFL Monday Night Football and then the servers crashed? Well,
I think
that's
they
what servers
them to crash.
Do you really?
I think so.
Wait. Wouldn't you rather sell tickets than have crashed servers?
No. I think it's great publicity for the movie, not that it needs any more than it's getting, but I think if that many people want to see it, wow, I better see it too.
So it could have been five people that wanted to see it, and it crashed on the fourth and fifth person.
Could be.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe we should start that rumor. Only five people crashed.
While Greg Stebbins was watching hijacked version.
Right.
No, I was watching the whole movie. I got it on BitTorrent.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
They could be very good. All right. So anyway, they just can't. They anticipated that there was going to be a problem, and I say that they let it be that way because they want the PR. What do you say? What really happened?
Well, that's an interesting theory. Because I guess anybody who didn't get their tickets on Fandango last night is still going to go.
Well, I'm looking at Fandango. It says, was something funny going on. We're getting to the bottom of it.
But it's not funny if the most
people
important thing in your life is to be the first one to see this movie in your circle of friends.
Nice. Yeah.
So that's not a good way to make friends. I don't think that's a good use of technology, but you could be right. That could be what happened.
All right. So some kid got onto the account of CIA Director John Brennan. Personal information.
Personal email account, yes.
Huh.
And so there was a whole theory about Hillary Clinton doing a good thing by using a personal email account. Mm-hmm. So much for that theory.
Nothing is secure.
Nothing is not
Nothing.
Even the Star Wars movie tickets.
Nothing is secure. So have that in your mind as you're fooling around. Whatever it is you're fooling around with. Greg Stebbins here. No fooling around. He's straight to the point on Good Day. 59 after the hour.
Are you Irish? Italian? Would you be surprised if you were Finnish? With Ancestry DNA, you can find new, fascinating details about your ethnicity. It's the breakthrough technology for discovering where your family's story began. And for one day only, it's free shipping on DNA kits at TryAncestryDNA.com. It's a simple, affordable test to learn your ethnic origins. Don't miss this one-day event, Tuesday, October 20th, only at TryAncestryDNA.com. TryAncestryDNA.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.